Portmarnock Strand is one of North Dublin's most popular beaches, but it's now also the site of some intensive investigations by the National Monuments Service after shifting sands there over the summer revealed three previously undocumented shipwrecks. Another wreck that hasn't been visible for 7 years was also exposed, and work is now underway to find out the origins of these stricken vessels. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Liberari reports.
They're covered up and they disappear and then they're uncovered again. And it's all down to the tides and the wind and the sands.
Wading waist deep through a watery channel as the September sun rises over the strand. It's 7 a.m. in Portmarnock in North Dublin, but the underwater team from the National Monuments Service are already at work, examining the remains of a shipwreck that hasn't been visible for 7 years, and before that, hadn't been seen since the 1990s.
I'm Jordan Hansen and I'm an underwater archaeologist with the National Monuments Service. What we're doing is we're recording the wreck, we're recording all the structural elements, all the timbers, all the frames, and we're basically painting a picture of it. And with that picture we'll be able to hopefully match up with historical records and documents and try and figure out what this wreck was, where it came from, and essentially the biography of the wreck.
The National Monuments Service was alerted to the shipwreck by a local drone operator who spotted a mystery shape in the sand. But while investigating this one, the team discovered three other shipwrecks on the beach, none of which had been previously documented. Carl Brady is senior archaeologist with the National Monuments Service.
Oh, it was really amazing because I've been walking this beach for 25 years recording wrecks and I've never seen as many wrecks uncovered, so it was really exciting.
This stretch of the eastern seaboard has quite the history when it comes to shipwrecks. Around 50 have been recorded in the Portmarnock Baldoyle area, some dating back as far as the 14th century. The National Monuments Service says the figure is unusually high, and they found the physical remains of 13 of these vessels. Although they're still working to confirm their origins, they think they may be able to identify two of the three new vessels. Carl Brady again.
We would look at specialist maritime sources, such as Stark newspapers, Lloyd's Register, Lloyd's List, and then we try and match up and align the historic records with the vessel we see on the shore. And this can be quite a kind of difficult and challenging task because very often not very much remains of the ship itself. And we have to carry out a lot of detective work to try and kind of match the historic record to confirm the identity of the wreck. From looking at the wrecks we have recorded on this stretch of beach, we can tell that most of them weren't destined to come into Baldoyle or Malahide, but they're actually trying to get into Hoat Harbour or Dublin Port. But unfortunately, due to bad weather, maybe poor navigation, travelling at night, and maybe a bit of unluck, they were driven ashore during storms onto this beach. And when we analysed the records, we have a good match of a shipwreck going ashore very close to this point called the Milfilatry, but was travelling from Cardiff to Dublin at Christmas time in 1899 and encountered a ferocious storm. And we know that the ship lost control and was driven ashore at this point here. The crew at the stage were forced to climb the rigging to try and prevent themselves from being washed overboard by the huge monstrous waves. And it wasn't until the next morning that they were able to be rescued by the local coast guard. The other wreck, we think it's called the Gainsborough, and it's a well-known wreck in the area because there's a monument in Malahide as a memorial to the crew that were lost on this vessel, which was travelling from Liverpool with a valuable cargo worth over £11,000 at the time, so it would have been many multiples of that in today's money. And again, this vessel was washed ashore during a storm. Unfortunately, it was at night time and the crew couldn't get ashore, so they too had to lash themselves to the rigging to prevent them getting washed ashore. Now, the local lifeboat crews here made valiant attempts to rescue the crew, but every time they went out in their little kind of basically rowboats, the lifeboat filled with water. And they eventually could get out to the vessel and rescue four of the crew. But unfortunately, three of the sailors were lost during that event.
All wrecks over 100 years old are automatically protected under the National Monuments Act. 18,000 shipwrecks are on record, with about 50 added every year. Minister for Heritage Dara O'Brien says the recent discovery showed the value of the National Monuments Service.
Thousands upon thousands of wrecks recorded, people wouldn't be aware of it, but it gives a real clear kind of window into our past, how our people lived, how they traded. The interest locally and nationally and internationally in finds like this is incredible.
Work now continues to try and solve the mystery of these shipwrecks before they're swallowed by the sands once more.
That was Samantha Librari reporting there.